USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a U.S. service member shot people at random inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night.
The shooter was still in the building. No officers fired their weapons that we know of at this point.
As Rockford's police chief Dan O'Shea, police identified the shooter today as 37-year-old Duke Webb. He's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Three people were killed and three others wounded. There is no word on the motive. Webb is from Florida and was on active duty in the U.S. Army. He's being held in the Winnebago County Jail without bond and is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, who's said to be paranoid with 5G technology, has been named a person of interest in the bombing in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Federal agents have raided a home tied to Warner. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Early action in week 16 of the NFL saw the Chiefs avoid a scare against the Falcons, winning 17-14. Kansas City is now 14-1 on the season. The Ravens down the Giants 27-13 for their 10th win. The Bears take it to the Jaguars 41-17. The Bengals wrangle the Texans 37-31. The Jets beat the Browns 23-16. And the Steelers come from behind in the fourth quarter to get past the Colts 28-24 for their 12th win. The Titans beat the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. The Clippers without Kawhi Leonard get blown out in the first half by the Mavericks. L.A. scored just 27 points in the first half, and Dallas poured it on, leading 77-27 at intermission. Leonard is missing today's game after getting elbowed in the mouth on Friday by teammate Serge Ibaka and getting stitches. Australian golf legend Greg Norman is back at home. He was admitted to a hospital in Florida on Christmas Day with COVID-19 symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
All foreign nationals who are not residents of Japan will not be allowed to enter the country starting Monday, the Japanese government announced late Saturday. These new restrictions will be in place through the end of January due to the spread of a new variant of the coronavirus that's said to be more contagious. There have been 7 confirmed cases in 2 days from people returning to Japan from Britain. Japanese nationals and resident foreigners will be required to show proof of a negative test within 72 hours of their flight and must self-quarantine for 14 days. Also starting Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their trip. A sobering statistic on the coronavirus from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5.3 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Turkey on Sunday morning. It was felt in several provinces. There are no reports of casualties or damage. More than 150 people in Turkey this year have been killed by earthquakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.